Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew McCutchen in a winning effort. Bucks take down the Marlins 5-2. He breaks a tie with Clemente for third most home runs in Pirates history, which is impressive because obviously he left in 2017 and didn't come back until 2022. So he has a long way to go to catch Kiner and Stargell, but you know, it just cements his legacy even more as one of the great players in Pirates history. A man who looked like a combination of Ron Cook and Joe Starkey, in Donnie's opinion.
Donnie's right about that, by the
way. Caught the ball in the left field bleachers. And we have Sportsnet Pittsburgh on here in studio. It looks like he just gave the ball back.
He did. He said it means more to him than it does to me.
Which you have, in the past, said you would have kept a ball like that for the dinero, for the money. Would you do that in this case, Malzi?
Not a big enough payout for this one. What am I really getting for McCutchen's 241st home run with the Pirates?
I feel like if you said, hey, I need $5,000, you'd get $5,000.
$5,000's not going to make or break a difference in like my life that like keeps
congratulations on all your success.
Or keeps my house from going underwater. If you say $500,000, different story. No. See, you're
$10,000.
Probably still no. I'd feel dirty.
$20,000.
No, I think my starting number would be like if somebody said I'll give you $100,000 for that baseball, I'd do that.
Otherwise, so if you thought the ball was worth $50,000, you would still just give it right back to him and say, "Hey, McCutchen, hey Kutch, thanks for the memories. Here is your Clemente ball."
This is what I would. I would give it to the usher and just say, "Make sure it gets to him. I don't need to meet him or anything. Like I'm cool."
Wow.
Just he can have the ball. It's his ball. He hit it.
I'd want some kind of fan experience.
What's that old thing though? Possession is 2/3 of the law, or yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Top Dog talks about
you'd
that.
You'd want some kind
spots
of fan experience. I don't know. Yeah. I would feel weird.
Wouldn't you, Donnie?
I would
catch
feel
that
weird
ball
about
I'm not
that.
Like raking him over the coals for
like
money.
My job is to talk about him, and if he's playing like crap, to say he's playing like crap. I would feel weird going, "Hey, Kutch, I was the guy."
Well, I don't
that
know
thought
if
you might
I
be worse last year.
I don't know if I'd said if I'd say, "Hey, Kutch," like that. But
I just don't feel like the fan experience would be the thing I would be asking for. I wouldn't ask for anything unless it was, you know, somebody.
So
said,
you'd have
I'll
no
you
interest in a signed bat or no a jersey or something like that.
If one of my kids, if one of my picture kids was very evidently into sports already, I would say, and especially the Pirates, I would feel differently.
I'd want many of those things. How about you, Don?
I think Chris brings up a fair point, though. I mean, it's a significant Pirates home run because it moves him past Clemente, who is like the all-time Pirate player.
Right.
This ain't 756 coming off Barry Bonds' bat.
Of course. Yep.
I also want to make it clear
so
that by saying I don't
anything,
want any...
Guy?
Hold on. Making it clear that when I say I don't want any experience, it's not like some negative slight at McCutchen or anybody else. I just would feel weird like asking for that. The funniest piece of signed memorabilia I have in my
ask
house is a bat signed by Jose Tabata with a pair of necklips that somebody's wife smooched on it, and a guy brought it into the station here and wanted me to have it, and I thought it was very funny. I'd feel weird going up to McCutchen and being like, "Hey, man, caught the baseball. Here you go.
I don't think that's weird at all because it happened.
I just wouldn't. That wouldn't be on my list of things I would want.
I think
there wouldn't be a list.
I feel like something little would be all I'm looking for, but it's not like I'm gonna like rake the guy over the coals to get that baseball.
No, but
like
you're not doing this Malzi like Larry Fitzgerald after catching a touchdown where you just hand it to the usher and say make
if
sure
had,
it gets to him
okay
in one piece.
I would like to at least meet him.
Yeah.
I mean, see, but like, then again, I'm coming from
I've met him in like a professional
point.
Capacity, and so it just feels a little different. Like, I don't need to go up there and like talk to him. Like, if I had our boss Craig.
Why not? Would be a nice son, little icebreaker. Hey.
Our boss
Craig's
son.
You've been on the air with us before?
Is hugely into baseball.
We know that for a fact.
If Lennox was at 6 years old, like a baseball maniac, and that's all he cared about, and it was, Dad, can we throw the ball around whenever I got home? Okay. Then I would probably say, like, Lennox, you're going to say you caught this baseball and you're going to give it to Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah.
Because I think that'd be a huge pop for him.
But Malzy, think about this. You don't know, like, about Lennox and Ace when they're going to be in their teen years. Maybe by then they are big baseball
fans. But they
fans.
Wouldn't have had, they wouldn't have cared about the experience in the moment, which is what would matter for
okay,
me.
Okay, but they could still say, hey, my dad caught the ball and this is the bat in our basement or the jersey in our man cave that we got from it because he made the play on it. Come on now.
Well, I mean, they're gonna have something like that, except it's gonna be, this is the time our dad almost caught a foul ball, but it went off his hands.
Yeah, that was
that
a bad,
shameful display.
That was a bad moment by you.
Yeah, well, life full of them. No, I just, I don't know. You guys don't think it's weird at all that people like really want to get in front of their, like,
No, I do not think it's weird.
Okay. It feels like a little bit of an awkward little contrivance.
I mean,
guess.
I think it's weird, like, if they push a super hard bargain for a ball like this and they demand, like, give me the bat that you hit the home run with Andrew. Like, I think that would be a stretch. But to just have a moment where you go down into, like, outside the clubhouse and you're like, hey, I wanted to, like, personally give this to you because, and then you take the time to say you've meant a lot to me as a Pirates fan or as a baseball fan. Can we get a picture together? Just something
that. The most I would do is say, I'll flip him the ball, say, hey, man, congratulations. Pretty cool.
I think the picture, like, you have it now for a lifetime. You have that moment. It's something you can look back on fondly.
I might be in the distinct. I probably am in the distinct minority here. I'm trying to give you my most honest answer without any malice here. It's just how I feel about it. And I don't want to sound like Cook. That's a separation here. I'm a journalist. He's an athlete.
You're putting out. Yeah, you are putting out.
I don't
want to
be.
You said
I have to talk about this guy. No. But Cook would do it in that super holier than thou way. Yet if it was Joe Namath, he'd ask him to sign an old bottle of Flexol 454.
If it was Ben Roethlisberger, he'd ask for the underwear that he was wearing. Milestone moment.
I don't mean it at all in like the look at me, I'm big and important too. I'm also a quasi, like people have know who I am in Pittsburgh. Not at all. It's just, I wouldn't want him to have to feel like, wow, okay, I've got to take a picture and do all this stuff.
But he sees it coming. It's not out of left field.
That doesn't mean he necessarily, knowing him, he probably is fine doing it. I feel like some of those guys are like, man, I
wish
I could just get
the cost of doing business as a professional baseball player.
I was going to say, I feel like that's hardly a chore. If you get a monumental baseball to just take a picture.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's way funnier. Okay, I think a way funnier interaction like this is when a golfer like hits a ball that maybe bounces and hits a guy's leg or something, and he's like, I'm going to sign a glove. Like, then I'd feel better about like saying to Justin Thomas or somebody, hey, man, can you work on having, you know, you're fighting the lefts here. What's going on, dude? And just bust his chops a little bit.
So let me ask you the flip side of it then. How would you feel if a guy was like, you know what? I caught the ball. Mm-hmm. This is a one-of-one artifact. I'm going to keep it for myself. I don't even want any money for it. I just want this baseball.
I respect it plenty. If he just,
really,
if the ball matters to him, and he's like, I want to have this. This is cool to me. Luck of the draw. Yeah. I think the dirtiest move here is to sell it for like a very modest amount of money.
Here's my issue with what you just said, though. I understand baseball has had a tradition of this where balls that go into the crowd don't go back in like they do with basketball or football or things like that. But I would feel like as a human, like a piece of trash if I caught a ball like that and I'm like, yeah, I did nothing other than just stick my glove up in the air in a crowd of a few people. This dude actually did something like a lifetime achievement. And I'm like valuing what this ball means to me more than like what he did to like earn or like have the accomplishment himself.
I feel like you can defend though keeping the ball for no money because you might be like a super, because I also think that that doesn't happen that often where somebody's like, I'm just keeping the ball.
I understand that. I didn't say that this is a like a universal thing or a ubiquitous I just asked you what your reaction would have been to it if someone cut it and said, you know what, I'm just going to keep it.
Most respect for just hand the guy the ball like back or just get the ball back to the person. Second most is keep it for yourself because it matters to you, because even though you just got lucky to have the ball come into your possession, you think that that's really cool. Third, is the worst thing, the bad thing is somebody's like, ah, how about for $1,500? And you're like, anything I can do for $1,500. Unless if that $1,500 is going to make the difference between like life and death for you, then you got to go do what you got to do. But I don't mind the person having like such strong feelings maybe about the player's impact that they actually want to keep it because it's a keepsake.
The Pirates just posted the picture of the guy with Kutch, and it looks great.
See?
Legendary.
Does he still look like a quasi Starkey and Cook?
And he looks thrilled, and you know what? Kutch does, too.
You know what? Probably because the guy made some like ridiculous Pittsburgh joke, and McCutcheon got it because he loves it here. I'm going to continue to be just a jackass about this. It's a great picture, but I'm just going to dig in.
What I expected you to say was...
Hold on, now they got a video of McCutcheon running to get the ball from the guy, too?
What I expected you to say was, these franchises are worth billions of dollars. The people that own them have deep pockets. The guy should catch the baseball and demand an amount of money, and McCutcheon shouldn't have to go into his own pocket.
Well, I do agree with that.
So where was that take?
Okay, it's here right now. You got to say it. Yeah, the franchise owners should be like, this is a cost of doing business for me. I was willing to pay Andrew McCutcheon $5 million last year, $5 million this year, $5,000 or whatever the hell it is, just to be like a good citizen is fine. Somebody tweeted in, Nate said, Malzi should become Pittsburgh's Zach Hample. Do you guys know who Zach Hample is? He's that jackass that goes to every ballpark and tries to catch every foul ball and home run. That man, here, you want to hear a take? That guy should be banned from every major league ballpark for the rest of his life.
He is annoying. There's no doubt
about
it.
And he's the kind of guy that'll try.
He pushes kids away.
I think he's actually such a psycho, he hasn't even figured out that he could try at least to come up with a fake charity thing that he angle here. He's just a psycho for getting as many balls thrown into the stands or hit into the stands.
And I know he's given balls back to kids and stuff and helped them.
Not that many.
He's just so aggressive about
it. You knock over one kid to try to get a baseball, you're out. Jerry West in every ballpark, you're done.
It was always odd to me, like those couple of summers in college when I worked that prize wheel, the now defunct Pirates prize wheel.
R.I.P.
Yeah, and I got to work that 2015 summer, which was awesome, 14 and 15.
Yep.
But the amount of guys that would run into that stadium the moment that the gates opened for, I guess it would be the season ticket holders, like 2.5 hours before, and they would go in there for BP, they would then change their shirt to the other, like, to a shirt for a player on the other team.
To try to get them to throw him a baseball.
Yeah, it's like if they're playing the Reds, he would toss on, like, a Joey Votto shirt. If they're playing the Cubs, he would toss on, I don't know, Kyle Schwarber at the time. Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
Oh, just disgusting antisocial behavior.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.